OSF Healthcare is launching a new digital healthcare worker program. Its aim is breast cancer screenings for low-income and minority women.
We decided to take on the disparities that surround who is able to access and obtain screening mammography.
That's Dr. Sarah Stewart de Ramirez, Chief Medical Officer at OSF Innovation. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Monday, September 28th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. A new survey shows some troubling misconceptions about cannabis and its influence on traffic safety. The research comes from MAD, or Mothers Against Drunk Driving, with funding from State Farm. It found 1 in 8 adults admit to driving under the influence of marijuana. It also found 6 in 10 people don't view driving while impaired by cannabis a serious crime. And it shows parents are talking to their kids about drunk driving, but less often about driving under the influence of marijuana. MAD National President Helen Witte says there are many myths about driving under the influence of cannabis that are wrong and dangerous.
It's not dangerous to drive. I drive better after I've been taking cannabis.
Witte says states are legalizing cannabis before all the research is out there.
We know that marijuana impairs the brain, and especially impairs the parts of the brain responsible for the way you move your body, for your balance, for your judgment. All these things are needed to drive.
Witte says the survey is mostly to gather information and to talk about what is known and not known in order to get the word out correctly.
That's what we want to do, is get the correct information, the life-saving information out there, because then people can make informed decisions.
Witte says if you make an informed decision, it may just save your life, and that's what we need to do. Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Peoria County is at a COVID-19 warning level for the first time since July. More cases at Bradley University and long-term care facilities, combined with an increase in deaths, led to the classification. Bradley University's COVID-19 positivity rate has been halved as the student body comes out of a two-week mandatory quarantine. Restrictions on hosting guests, large gatherings, and dining out remain in place. And research that helped establish guidance on use of face coverings happened at the University of Illinois. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Lessons learned during the COVID-19 pandemic may help health workers boost breast cancer screening among minority and low-income patients. Tim Shelley chatted with Dr. Sarah Stewart de Ramirez and Abby Lotz of OSF Healthcare about a new hybrid digital healthcare worker program in Peoria and 5 nearby rural counties.
If you look at breast cancer mortality across the United States, you see a pretty substantial differential in the mortality rates among Black versus white women. And that's not unique to our state. In fact, it's across the entire United States that you see a 60% mortality differential. And so when you start to think through why that might be, you really have to take a comprehensive cancer control approach, which means starting out at the beginning, which is prevention and screening. And so we decided to take on in our healthcare system the disparities that surround who is able to access and obtain screening mammography. When you look at those patients across our system, we see a pretty significant, what we call an income-driven disparity. And we really think that that's a disparity that we need to focus on addressing, and this grant gives us the opportunity to use an innovative approach to be able to really make sure that we can reach out to those women and get them access to the screening mammography that they need.
Absolutely. And I don't know if we want to talk a little bit about the digital component of this and how that plays into trying to reach the women in this area.
Over the last few months, OSF Healthcare has really taken a different approach on what model of care we're using when we engage with our communities. So COVID-19 prompted us to really take the traditional community health worker model and digitize it. So upscaling our community health workers with digital tools and resources so that they can connect with our community members differently. And what we've really learned is that people want a variety of ways to be able to access healthcare. We all utilize our smartphones for everything in our lives, and so I think that we really need to adapt this healthcare delivery to make sure that we're meeting people where they are when it comes to approaching them, whether it's in health and wellness, preventative care, as Dr. De Ramirez described, or whether it's an illness, which is what we've really done over the last several months in dealing with our pandemic response. Our plan is really to arm our community health workers with digital tools and resources through a digital health worker program and utilize different forms of communication to really create a hybrid approach to how we encourage people to be sure that they're getting their preventative breast cancer screening.
Was there anything else about this this program, or just any efforts that you wanted to add, or you wanted our listeners to know?
I think we're living definitely in a new wave, a new age of technology. I think the last couple months has really necessitated our communities to really upscale our digital efforts, and so we don't want to lose the momentum that's been gained in our communities and really keep building upon the education and communication mechanisms that we've built and continue to improve how we're connecting with all of our patients within OSF Healthcare, as well as potential community members for our healthcare system.
That's Dr. Sarah Stewart De Ramirez and Abby Lotz of OSF Healthcare talking with Tim Shelley. Find more of their conversation at WCBU.org. Before we let you go, there's a Pekin City Council meeting this evening, as well as a Peoria Public Schools Board meeting. And you can expect to find more on both of those meetings tomorrow at WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.